I understand we have a quorum. I'm just looking for the members.
Zev. Terry. Hey, how are you? Good to be seen.
Hi, Zev. How are you?
It's all right.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you?
Please take your seats and call the meeting to order. Programming committee will come to order. Will you note that we have a quorum, please? Do we have any public comment, just general public comment? First person to speak, Monte Anders, to be followed by Craig F. Thompson. Is Mr. Anders here? Mr. Thompson? Quick comment.
Just general.
Are you Mr. Anders Thompson. Or Mr. Thompson?
Thompson.
Just go ahead.
Okay, like, for example, from what I understand about this project is that it pertains to placement of the station at Constellation.
That's a different item. Excuse me, this is just public comment. I'll be happy to put you on when we talk about that particular item. This is general public comment. And let me explain to all of you who are here. If you have a specific item on the agenda that you want to be heard on, that would be the time to be heard. Public comment, if I could ask you to sit down and come back when we have comment on that, I would appreciate it.
All right, perfect.
Thompson, thank you. And apparently Mr. Anders is not here. Okay. Comment. First item on the agenda, a regional rail planning bench. Quickly, right?
Absolutely.
And you're the first on the agenda. Isn't that good for you?
It is good for me, and it's very good for you, too, because I'm going to hit it and quit it. Don Sepulveda, Executive Officer, Regional Rail. You have before you is...
Thank you, Don. That's enough.
Yep. Okay. If it's just that easy, then that's great. I'm actually seeking authorization to go out for a regional rail bench with a $1 million cap per project and a $20 million overall budget total for the bench. The RFPs will be going out in May. Selection process will probably be in June. And as part of that selection, we're going to also have a strategic study as part of the selection criteria where we will have that first project selected at the same time and basically get two procurements for the price of one. Another quick note, I should update you. On last week, the High Speed Rail Authority approved the MOU that the board approved in January, and also they approved the business plan, the final business plan. And thank you very much. That's all I have.
Thank you. Is there action? For authorization, do I have a motion? Second? Any objections? So ordered. Next item is to approve the initiation of the 2013 call for projects.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the committee, Heather Hills. We're here today to ask for approval to initiate the 2013 call for projects and also to include in the FY13 budget $170,000 to the ITS budget to allow for resources to help us with the online application and to deal with server issues, programs, federal and state, local funds, also funds that will include the 8 traditional modal categories. And that concludes staff's presentation. I'm here for any questions.
Are there any questions or comments? Motion to approve.
Move.
Second. Any objections? So ordered.
Yeah. These all just came to me from the ones that I have.
Next item on the agenda, renaming of the Green Line LAX to Airport Metro Connector. And you all appeared.
Yes, we're fast. We're here today to ask you to approve renaming the Metro Green Line to LAX to the Airport Metro Connector, and this name change is being recommended to clarify what the broad range of solutions are for providing a connection between our regional system and the airport. We're also asking you to receive and file the alternatives analysis report and the build alternatives being recommended for advancement into the environmental review process. The alternatives being recommended are based on the evaluation completed as part of our alternatives analysis, as well as additional consultation with the Los Angeles World Airports. I have Roderick Diaz, our project director, and Corey Zelmer, our project manager, with me, who will briefly go through the AA process as well as the recommendations that we're moving forward into the environmental.
This project builds off the Crenshaw LAX project in terms of a connection from Aviation and Century with two light rail lines, the Crenshaw LAX line and the Metro Green Line. We then have a core question as to how to connect people, given that investment, into the LAX terminals. One way of thinking about these alternatives is to classify them into 4 major categories. The first is a direct extension of the Green Line from Norwalk into the terminals that would require a transfer likely from the Crenshaw and South Bay directions. That's Metro goes to the airport, the LRT branch. A second alternative of thinking about this is to think of an airport-developed system that extends out to the connection point at Aviation Century called a circulator. Here the airport goes to Metro. The third class of alternatives, think about meeting in the middle as somewhat of a hybrid of the first two alternatives. And the fourth is what we call a modified LRT trunk, essentially both the Green Line from Norwalk and the Crenshaw LAX line that connects down to the South Bay pass through a central location in the airport. Our alternatives analysis looks at several modes. It looks at various alignments, both off the airport and within the airport terminals. And then we go through what's a screening process to carry it down from hundreds of alternatives to manageable 27 to hopefully just a few to carry into the environmental process. We have conducted an extensive community outreach program, both around the airport and regionally. In general, our stakeholders emphasize having as few transfers as possible and quick travel times to the airport. We are recommending 4 alternatives to be carried forward into the environmental analysis. One is a direct LRT branch that follows 98th Street. The second is a modified LRT trunk. So those are the two alternatives that involve light rail technology. And then we have 2 versions of a circulator alternative. One would be an automated people mover, and one would be a bus rapid transit representing an elevated busway between Aviation and Sepulveda. We did get a request from the airport to include the bus rapid transit alternative to be consistent with their analysis in what's called the specific plan amendment study. This is just more characteristics of the alternatives compared to each other. We are working with the airport and cooperating with them. They are undertaking an update to their master plan in what's called the Specific Plan Amendment Study, or SPAS, and we're endeavoring to work with them within their constraints to find a way to merge our two efforts and make the two projects coincide. It is worth noting that the LAX master plan does include some ground transportation options. Two people movers are part of that. One of their people movers would have extended to near Aviation Century, and it is included in what's called a yellow light set of projects, which are under review as a result of a legal settlement that they have signed with community members on their master plan. The second project would have extended to the Green Line station at Aviation and Imperial, and that is uncontested, and that is what could be classified as a green light set of projects. So there are elements in their master plan that speak to developing ground transportation solutions in the vein that we are exploring them. As part of our next steps, we will continue to coordinate with LAWA, Los Angeles World Airports, and with our anticipated two co-lead sponsors at the federal level, the Federal Transit Administration and the Federal Aviation Administration. This will be our first project with the Federal Aviation Administration as a co-lead to a project. And we hope to begin public scoping meetings later this spring, most likely in May. So that is our report.
Are there any questions or comments? Okay, we have before you the... I need a motion. Thank you so much. Moved and seconded that we approve the renaming of the Green Line LAX to Airport Metro Connector and receive and file the AA report. Any objections? Done. Okay, the next item on the agenda, and before I start, I want to preface this, is to approve the project definition for the West Side Subway Exchange project. And we have lots and lots of folks here today who would like to speak on this issue, and I want to extend my thanks to some who have agreed that as part of a group, we would give them a group time and it wouldn't be necessary for 30 people to come up and say the same thing. So having said that, I do appreciate the cooperation of the folks that are here, and we want to make sure that all sides of the issue are heard. So it's up to you guys.
We're here today to ask you to approve the project definition for the West Side Subway extension, which is largely based on the board-adopted locally preferred alternative of a 9-mile extension of the Purple Line from Wilshire Western to the Westwood VA. We're also asking you to certify the environmental document as well as to approve related environmental actions, including authorizing the CEO to file a notice of determination and adopting the findings of fact and statement of overriding consideration and the mitigation monitoring program. I have with me Dave Meager, our project director, and Dennis Morey, the executive officer in construction for this project, who will briefly review the changes to the project definition from the locally preferred alternative. Basically, these changes recommend locations for the three westernmost stations at Century City, Westwood UCLA, Westwood VA, station entrance and portal locations, as well as a modified staff recommendation for the Fairfax station to move the portal site from the Johnny's location to the Orange Grove location. And this is as a result of discussions with the Los Angeles County Art Museum regarding the station portal. We're also looking at the change in the Phase 1 terminus location. So with that, Dave and Dennis will briefly provide you with a presentation.
Thank you, Rini. The slide on the display is the recommended project, which is a 9-mile extension of our Metro Purple Line subway, going from the West Wilshire Western Station out to the Westwood VA Hospital, just west of the 405 freeway. 7 new stations. We expect about 49,000 daily boardings on this line, about 78,000 trips, meaning people not just boarding at the 7 stations, but coming throughout the system to the west side. 25-minute one-way travel time from downtown Los Angeles to Westwood UCLA, total project cost of about $5.6 billion in 2022 dollars, future year dollars. The recommendations in the final EIS that was released on March 19th were in 4 different groups. The first one, the initial construction phase of the project. Second one is the what Rini mentioned, the last 3 stations. Third is the 7 new stations. And fourth is our expansion of the downtown rail yard near the LA River. The first recommendation, in the event that we do not have funding to build the full 9-mile project through 3010 or through a Measure R extension or some other method, and we had to build the project in 3 phases in accordance with the board-adopted long-range transportation plan, we have recommendations for the lengths, particularly in this case of the first segment. When the LRTP was originally adopted, the project was just divided up into 3 segments, roughly 3 3-mile segments, without really regard to how the project would be built and constructed. During the last year, during the preliminary engineering, we looked very hard at how the project would be built, how it would be phased, and the proper way to do that in the most cost-effective and efficient and environmentally sensitive way. So what we see is the first segment, the recommendation is that the LRTP recommendation was a 3-mile project to Fairfax, and we are recommending, this actually came to the committee, this committee in February as a part of the LRTP financial update, would be that the first segment should go to La Cienega instead of just to Fairfax. There are several reasons for this, but essentially it would add about 8-tenths of a mile to the first phase, and it would shift about $381 million from Segment 2 to Segment 1. But it would reduce the overall cost of the 9-mile project by about $50 million. So it's an economic savings to make this change. And it has certain environmental advantages and other advantages. Primarily, it shifts some of the more difficult mining that we have in the first segment, where we have the tar sands, the gassy grounds, the more costly tunnel technique that we would only need for phase one. If we can do that, we don't need to do it in phase two, and we can actually have a better construction method for that. It also has less impact on some of the paleontological resources around the tar pits, the Page Museum, by less excavation. It reduces some of the real estate acquisition that we would need in the Fairfax near the museums and the historic properties around the tar pits. And in terms of cost, it reduces the number of crossovers from 6 to 5. One last point we want to make, it doesn't change the Wilshire-La Cienega station. The station does not change in terms of its design or its construction. It would be the same under either of these approaches. So this is just an image to see the areas of heightened gas. The purple, red, and blue are the areas of higher concentrations of methane, hydrogen sulfide gas, where we need the more elaborate tunneling equipment. And in construction phasing, we would like to build that first 4 miles and get through that segment all in one phase from La Cienega to Westwood, use the equipment that we need to do that, get through that phase, and then in the areas west of there where the ground conditions are much more favorable and we can use more conventional tunneling equipment, that we could then proceed as a separate phase for that. So that's the primary reason for that recommendation that we're bringing. Our second recommendation, perhaps the most controversial, that's bringing people to this room today, the Century City alignment and station location. The FEIS recommends the Constellation alignment at Avenue of the Stars and Constellation with the alignment that goes with that. We are not recommending the alternative that was studied on Santa Monica Boulevard with a station either at Avenue of the Stars or at Century Park East. I'd like to describe a little bit the background of this. When the board was here in October of 2010 at the end of the draft EIS, we identified that we had these 2 route options, and the board directed that we continue to study them and do a very, very detailed geotechnical and seismic and safety analysis of these 2 alignments. Specific studies were explored on the safety of tunneling under the high school, tunneling at station construction, and operations under Santa Monica and Constellation. We came back to the board a year later after all of these tests were completed, on October 19th of this past fall with two studies that were released, the Century City Area Tunneling and Safety Report and the Fault Investigation Report. And with us today are many of the authors of those documents. The Tunnel Advisory Panel advising our consultants, Parsons Brinkerhoff, in this. We had experts that we went. We really searched the nation for the best renowned experts in these fields, Dr. James Dolan, Thomas Henier, and Thomas Rockwell. And then in addition to that, our CEO retained an independent review panel whose job it was not to report to staff, not to report to our consultants, but to independently review this work and file independent opinions of that. And these distinguished professors included Lloyd Clough, Lucy Jones, Paul Jennings, and Thomas O'Rourke. And with that, today I would just like to introduce two members of that group who are going to present the a summary of those findings. And with that would be Dr. Harvey Parker of our Tunnel Advisory Panel and Dr. Thomas Henier.
Thank you very much. The fault investigation findings, we're on Santa Monica Boulevard, found a fault. The fault zone extends sub-parallel to Santa Monica Boulevard, and it's an area of complex faulting. The east station location on Santa Monica Boulevard is within a very complex zone of intersection between the Santa Monica fault zone and the West Beverly Hills Lineament/Newport-Englewood fault zone. And that station locations are not recommended. On Constellation Boulevard, the location of the station is south and west of all fault zones, and there's no evidence of faulting at the station location. I'm going to go back one. The tunnel safety findings, we reported on these to you in October. We evaluated actually seven categories of risk, such things as settlement, vibration, gassy ground, tunneling through fault zones, use of the school as emergency evacuation center, impact to plans to be able to remodel Beverly Hills High School, and the overall risks to students, faculty, and community. We have reevaluated those in great detail and in all areas. The study found that the above concerns were resolved and mitigation strategies were identified to tunnel safely. And these findings are also incorporated in the FES-FEIR. So in response to those reports that we gave you in October, there are two reports received from the city of Beverly Hills. They covered a wide range of issues. Metro agrees with some and disagrees with others, as can be seen in our responses, which have been provided to you. For the Exponent report, basically Metro disagrees with most of Exponent's findings, but most importantly, by using proven engineering principles, Metro has emphasized a stronger risk management approach than what Exponent proposes. Exponent's proposals are generally only used for nuclear projects. Shannon and Wilson also sent a separate report to the city of Beverly Hills, and we'd like to acknowledge that Metro agrees with Shannon and Wilson that tunneling can be safely accomplished under Beverly Hills High School and other properties. So we reviewed all these comments from Exponent and Shannon Wilson in great detail, and based upon all of the data compiled to date, the station on Constellation Boulevard is suitable geologically, and it is recommended. There's considerable data that confirms this conclusion. And no station above or below ground on Santa Monica Boulevard is acceptable because of existing active fault hazards on Santa Monica Boulevard. You're next.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Parker. Dr. Parker?
Yeah. Dr. Parker, on the issue of the fault along Santa Monica Boulevard going westerly towards West Los Angeles. Your conclusion was, as you just stated, that we should not build either underground or above ground.
That is correct.
The evidence that you have of faulting in that area is what?
We have considerable information that we prepared and presented to you. And we have, in addition, I'll let Dr. Tom Henye bring up to you the additional information that we'd like to convey to you.
Okay.
The Santa Monica Fault is well known as an active fault. It was studied in detail at the Veterans Hospital in West Los Angeles, where we got information on the activity level and the fact that it is Holocene or it's active today, basically. That particular site was done on a scarp, which is a step in the topography, and that scarp or that step in the topography, interestingly enough, can be carried all the way from the VA hospital through West Los Angeles, essentially to the area we're talking about. So, given that this scarp represents an active fault, it's quite clear that we don't want to site a station of any type in that fault zone.
How far along Santa Monica Boulevard would you say that fault is?
Well, I think this, from what we can gather from our data and looking at the landscape there that's caused by the fault, we think it goes all the way to essentially what we're calling the West Beverly Hills Lineament, which would be just, I guess, a little bit beyond Moreno Drive, where it intersects Santa Monica Boulevard. So it's carried basically, the activity of the fault's carried pretty much all the way to the city limit of Beverly Hills.
Okay. But even if it doesn't go as far east as Moreno Drive, you are certain that it comes as far east as Century Park East?
Oh, yes. I think there's no...
Nobody disputes that.
No. I think all of the geological group that's been working with this agrees that that's the case.
So your recommendation, and I think it was a recommendation in October of both your team and the peer review team, was that that you would not recommend building a subway under Santa Monica Boulevard through this parallel to or in the fault zone along Santa Monica Boulevard.
That's correct. That's correct, yes.
Okay. So is it fair to say that the issue, leaving aside all the other issues about the high school, and that we are now faced with only two alternatives? This is a question. Either to go to Constellation under the high school property or not go to Century City at all and just keep going along Wilshire Boulevard to Westwood. Is that essentially the choice we have?
Well, we would recommend that we not put a station of any type on Santa Monica Boulevard, whether that means carrying it to along some other alignment. Of course, it's up to you, but certainly we would recommend it.
Well, you wouldn't recommend a station, but you also wouldn't recommend the tunnel under Santa Monica Boulevard.
Well, that's correct, yes.
So,
as a matter of fact,
in plain English, that means that what you're saying to me is, if you want to get to Century City, you've got to go south of the boulevard, get away from that.
That's
fault.
Right. If you want,
and if you don't go south of the boulevard and get away from that fault to get to Century City, then you're not going to get to Century City.
That's correct.
You can go all the way down to Culver City and come up, but I don't think we're going to do that. So the choice essentially is Century City or no Century City.
That's correct.
Because Santa Monica is off the table. The boulevard.
That's correct. Correct. Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have more?
Yes, and I'll get through this quickly. This is just, we did update our ridership forecast for Century City as well, just to identify the comparisons of the two stations. Constellation was about 3,000 boardings higher than the Santa Monica route. And just to summarize the recommendations, the seismic and geotechnical safety was the number one concern that we had at this location. We also looked at the ability to mitigate and risk at the alternative alignment along Constellation in the areas that were identified by the people that were concerned about that, and provided responses to how we can mitigate all of those impacts. So based on that, we made the recommendation in this case. We also want to move on and say the other two stations that the board directors look at Westwood UCLA and Westwood VA, we're recommending the Wilshire Westwood On-Street Station and the VA Hospital South Station. And I believe these are we have good support for these two recommendations, so I won't go through them in detail. Wanted to quickly move on just at the seven stations. We do have recommendations for where we would put the entrances at each of the seven stations. I'll quickly just mention them at Westwood Wilshire La Brea. This is the northwest corner, which is the site of the current customer service center, a rendering of what that would look like. At Wilshire Fairfax, we do have a change in our recommendation on the Wilshire Fairfax station from the recommendation that was in the FEIS. We had recommended in that report that the site located on the northwest corner at next to the old Johnny's Coffee Shop should be the entrance, and not the site at Orange Grove. There have been a number of developments over the last few weeks. We have been made aware of the significant increase in attendance at the county museums, the Page Museum, and the Art Museum. They've achieved their target goals in our ridership forecast for 2035 within the last 3 years by the increases in ridership, which means there's a lot more people coming to this area east of Fairfax than west of Fairfax. We've taken a second look at those ridership numbers and potentials. We've also received a letter from the County Art Museum, who are very interested in sponsoring a second entrance on the north side of Wilshire Boulevard, which would give us the opportunity to have an entrance on both the north and the south side of Wilshire instead of just the one entrance that we had before. And with that change, we think we have the tremendous opportunity here to build a much better station with this shift to the Orange Grove site. This is a rendering showing the LACMA West building and the Broad Contemporary Art Museum. The LACMA entrance would be on the north side of the street, generally in an area between the two, and the Orange Grove would be directly opposite that on the south side of the street. So that is a change in our recommendation on that station. Just to finish out the other five, the Wilshire La Cienega, consistent recommendations to our stationary advisory groups that met last year, the northeast corner for that station. In downtown Beverly Hills, the recommendation of the advisory group as well as ours is that it should be at the corner of Reeves and Wilshire, southwest corner, the site currently occupied by the Ace Gallery. At Constellation and Century City, we have two possible locations on the northeast corner, a vacant parcel today, and the southwest corner, currently occupied by Century Plaza Hotel. We have recommended that the northeast corner be selected. However, in the event that development occurs or that property is not available, then the southwest corner would be the backup alternative. Same with construction staging. If the site is vacant, we would recommend that. If not, there are some alternative sites in Idaho and parking lots along Century Park East. At Westwood UCLA, the construction would be in UCLA's Lot 36 between Veteran and Gailey, with an entrance there to serve the campus and the Brew and Go shuttle. We also would have a split entrance at Westwood with an entrance on the north and the south side of the street. So this is our highest ridership station. We effectively have three entrances at UCLA. Finally, the last station at the VA Hospital would be located just to the south of Wilshire Boulevard in front of the VA Hospital. Downtown, we have the new rail cars have to be located, so we are looking to expand the current Division 20 rail yards about a half mile south of here. Finally, just to summarize the actions, under the California Environmental Equality Act, CEQA, our comment period will extend until next Monday. The board action is anticipated to be considered on April 26th, a week from today and on Thursday. The NEPA and the federal action is taken by the Federal Transit Administration. Their action would come after May 23rd, which is the close of the comment period for the federal action. Finally, we just want to wrap up by saying that in the event that we do go forward this month, we have a lot of work in front of us during the coming year, seeking the full funding grant agreement. developing location-specific construction mitigations. We have to work with each property owner, each group along this route to custom fit our mitigation measures to each of those properties to make sure that the mitigations work for each of them and their individual needs. We have real estate appraisals and acquisitions. We have to improve access to the stations, contracting, community outreach, and field testing. So these are ongoing next steps. And that's the conclusion of our presentation.
Comments or questions from directors? Konovich?
The information that I had requested, I have not received, Art, relative to the alternative at-grade station that is being suggested by groups in the affected area.
Can certainly comment on that today. It was
we were supposed to receive that last night. I understand for this meeting to.
I believe we distributed last night the report that was finalized yesterday.
This was the response to the Shannon and Wilson report that the City of Beverly Hills had prepared, and we filed our response to that and sent it out last night. So that has the responses to those.
I did not receive that. The question is. You did a public hearing, which was, I guess, information in the community, but yet you were denying public input, and then you closed the meeting before the public had the right to ask questions?
The meetings that we had late March were open houses. We intended to have an open format so that the public can come and learn about the FEIS and talk to staff. And so that was the format of the meeting. They were not public hearings. We have public hearings at the end of the draft.
They were public information.
That's correct.
But information is usually a two-way street, is it not?
Right, and we were there to answer any questions that the public had.
But you eliminated a lot of the people from asking those questions by ending the meeting earlier.
No, we continued for the full course of the meeting.
The whole time you didn't shut down the meeting earlier.
No.
So every person there had the right to ask questions?
The meeting continued for its full duration, yes.
It's my understanding that some of the people were not allowed that opportunity, so that was the information I had received.
We allowed everybody. We stayed as long as the meeting was open. We talked to everyone who chose to talk to us.
A couple months ago, we had granted the regional connector to have a 30-day delay because of the concerns that were raised by the people being impacted by that, and this body voted for that 30-day extension. There have been relative number of concerns raised on the site that's being recommended for Beverly Hills in that same consideration of a 30-day delay so we can get the additional information would be in the best interest of this project. Otherwise, you're subject to litigation that could tie up the project for years or decades because of this. Just look at the 710 scenario that dates back to the 60s. And if a decision was to be made, it then ought to be made after everybody has had full opportunities to discuss alternatives before that station is to be built. And the extension would allow us to make that 30-day delay because the Federal Transit Administration has granted that extension public comment period to May 22nd for the Federal Environmental Impact Statement. The board, which you're recommending, is a tunneling underneath the high school, but that does that not impact the construction of school facilities above that site?
We do not believe that it does. We often build joint development projects where we work with a private entity or a public entity to develop over our tunnels, and we've had a very successful experience doing that, and we believe that's entirely possible at the high school.
Even though that type of facility that would be built, would it not have to have a different type of foundation, and so it would not impact the integrity of the tunnel?
We would have to work to do that, and we
would pay those additional costs. The MTA,
right? Metro would have to pay for those additional.
They'll
costs.
They'll pay for all additional building costs for the school.
For any additional costs that they would incur, that would be more than they would spend otherwise.
If the recommendation is what you are recommending for the station, How does MTA plan to capture all additional value gained by JMB Realty in Century Plaza? Because if the station is there, they're allowed to have a greater development, creating millions and millions of dollars for their interests. So how is the MTA going to get a piece of those revenues from that decision? Or have you been in discussions with them?
Let me just correct some assumption. They don't get development rights because of a subway station. They have development rights because of the land use plan for Century City. It has nothing to do with whether there's a subway there. The subway will mitigate whatever traffic that and other projects in Century City will generate. So it's just a flawed assumption. So I don't want that to...
Value added to that property if the station is located there. And it would seem to me the taxpayers who subsidize MTA ought to be a beneficiary of that revenue as well.
I would just have to echo the comments that the city of Los Angeles or the city of Beverly Hills have land use controls over the properties next to our subway stations, and we don't. So we would build our subway station there, and we are trying to serve the highest density and population centers in these stations.
So do you believe if the station was located there, the value of that surrounding property would be enhanced or would it be decreased?
At all of our stations, we believe we're going to provide enhanced property values, even at the other six stations as well, that these are benefits because people can get to them more easily. It reduces traffic congestion, and so all the property owners along the line should benefit from this.
But this particular property owner would get a substantial benefit.
Not any more than any other property owner where there's a station.
Yeah.
Is it possible for MTA to build a safe station at Santa Monica Boulevard?
I believe our expert panel said no.
How far apart would the Conciliation and Santa Monica Boulevard stations be at their closest points?
The Conciliation?
What's the closest point that those two stations would be?
The Constellation and the...
Santa Monica.
They're about a quarter of a mile apart.
Have we considered single tunnel technology that was used in Barcelona and Seattle, allowing one to drill a deeper tunnel that would avoid all of the impacts to Beverly Hills High School?
Yeah. I'll let Dennis Morey answer that.
Sure. We did a study earlier last year. We looked at a single large bore diameter tunnel. The concerns with that is that the size of the diameter tunnel requires a greater depth, and it's more subject to surface settlement. So we would not recommend having a single large bore tunnel underneath the high school.
Could we use the technology and have a deeper station at Conciliation and avoid all the litigation?
It's Constellation.
Actually, that
station is fairly deep. And as a matter of fact, where the tunnels, two inboard tunnels cross underneath the property, we have about, I think, 40 feet of cover to the top of the tunnel. So it is a fairly deep station as already planned.
Going back to the high school, the shallow nature of the tunnel under the high school would prevent construction of the school property without a massive underground support structures to avoid placing pressure on the tunnel. So according to the high school, which has bond funding to allow for such construction, what additional costs are you considering MTA would have to subsidize to provide such a infrastructure for that?
Well, as David mentioned earlier, the reports that were produced last October did go into similar construction over underground structures. We have examples. There's actually an MTA-owned project site at Wilshire Alvarado where there is a multi-story residential complex being built directly over Metrorail's underground structures. So in the case of Beverly Hills, our reports state that because the tunnel is so deep, there's sufficient cover for the school to build several stories of underground parking. So that brings up the question, if it's underground parking, is that appropriate for to put students underground in basements? And we don't, you know, we'd like to see the Beverly Hills Master Plan to see what they have proposed to put underground.
Have you looked at the impact that the oil wells on the Conciliation Station site would have relative with all of the methane gas that already exists there?
Well, in our reports also, one of the things is that Beverly Hills is planning to build school buildings on their property. Oil wells already exist on their property. We've taken tests in the area, and we know that the methane gas levels under Beverly Hills High School site are lower than those that exist along the Mitchell Red Line project. That project was opened in 1993, and that's from here to the Alvarado station, about 4 miles. And there have been no incidents with methane gas or other gases to cause any concern to us. So the gas levels in downtown LA are actually higher than those under Beverly Hills High School.
I would say in the best interest of community support, when we develop this project, if it ever gets developed, you need to have full faith with the community, and the community has to have full faith with the MTA, and that can only be done if we had greater participation from all segments of the Beverly Hills community. And a 30-day delay, which does not impact the entire project, would be in the best interest of the community and the MTA, Mr. Chairman. Madam Chairman.
Is that a motion?
I'd make a motion for that 30-day delay, yes.
Is there a second?
Who wishes to be heard before we go to public hearing? Need to appear as a group. We have about an hour's worth of public hearing in front of me right now, so I'll be patient. First is Jay Greenstein, representing LA City Council member Paul Koretz, to be followed by members from high school. Five members speaking for 10 minutes. Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of this committee. I'm speaking on behalf of Los Angeles City Council member Paul Koretz. We are pleased to have reached this milestone, which puts us one step closer to building a subway to the west side, which will finally reach our major employment centers of Westwood and Century City. The council member strongly supports the staff recommendation to place the Century City station at Constellation Avenue and Avenue of the Stars. As you have seen from the environmental document, this station is the only viable and safe alternative. Clearly, the ridership numbers also show that this site is the best location to serve this major regional center of employment. A primary portal at Avenue of the Stars with a second portal leading directly into the Westfield Shopping Center will be the best fit for commuters, residents, and visitors alike. This is supported in the staff report, and the council member hopes the board adopts it. We also would like to thank Metro staff and consultants for the recommendation to place three portal entrances at the Westwood station, which will likely be one of the busiest stations on the entire Metro.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. Let's start building now.
Thank you. Representing... Beverly Hills Unified School District, Gary Woods, Brian Goldbing, Lisa Capato, Tim Buresh, and Kevin Brogan. And you have 10 minutes, and I'll let you split it up any way you want.
My name is Brian Goldberg. I'm the president of the Beverly Hills Unified School District Board of Education. I want to clear up a few misunderstandings. There are no subway tunnels under any permanent instructional school buildings in the state of California. A vote to move forward with the current route under Beverly Hills High School would be precedent-setting and will allow millions of California students to be put in jeopardy. This would be a terrible precedent and is just bad public policy. After multiple discussions with representatives of the Department of State Architect, San Francisco Unified School District, and Muni Metro officials, it has been confirmed there are currently no public school buildings located above school tunnels. There are a few schools which have tunnels running under their campuses, but these are not comparable to Beverly Hills High School or the tunnel situation it faces with the West Side Subway extension.
Can I just, because I'd like to ask him a question that just piqued. Are you suggesting that if the tunnel did not go under the high school building but was only under the high school property with no buildings on top of it, that would resolve your concerns?
What I'm suggesting, Supervisor Yaroslavsky, is that right now there are no tunnels underneath.
I know what you said, but I'm asking you if it was possible for the tunnel to go under the property, such as the athletic field or some other part of the property, but not under any school buildings, would that resolve your concerns?
I certainly would take that back to the full Board of Education for discussion.
Okay. We had that conversation with representatives of the school district and the city, and there was no interest in doing that. So I'd be very interested if that position has changed.
Next.
Good afternoon. My name is Gary Woods. I'm the proud superintendent at Beverly Hills Unified School District. We believe Metro has completely ignored our attempts to get information and to communicate with us. Our charge is to build our schools for the next 50 years. If these tunnels go down the middle, it'll prevent us from doing that. Please reconsider. Thank you.
My name is Lisa Korbatov, and I'm the immediate past president of the Board of Education for Beverly Hills Unified School District. I'm currently a governing board member. There is no conceivable interest higher for a fiduciary than educating our students in an environment conducive to learning. The high school is our only high school, our disaster site for our city. There's no greater way to ensure flexibility than to do just that, ensure flexibility. Tunnels will forever obliterate our ability to build what we want, where we want, now and forever. Beverly Hills is a tight campus, too small by half by today's standards. We have a bond measure the taxpayers passed in November of 2008 for $334 million. To rebuild an aging school district whose structures are not seismically sound nor technologically adaptable. I speak for many that feel the big city politics is running over a little school district's sovereign right to design and build out its future. To those of you who call a small city your home, if this happens to us, it can happen to you. Our city's residents are left wondering how any public agency can disregard a community's vocal and consistent opposition to this alignment. How can MTA disrespect a community asset like our only high school? What has happened to the time-honored tradition of local control and good governance? It has become abundantly clear that Beverly Hills has no direct representation on the MTA board, and yet we will be one of the most impacted communities. As elected officials, you all have a higher duty to protect the public's interests more so than to defer to the wishes of one fellow board member's notion of turf privileges. We understand that some want to avoid stepping on the proverbial toes of another politician's district's feet. But once again, if this can happen to us, it can happen to any small city. Yours could be next. Please don't defer to another your vote because we don't reside in your district. MTA did not trench. We did. We took Zev Yaroslavsky's advice. Go for the science, not the emotion, the hysteria, or the rhetoric. Well, we did just that. We spent nearly $1 million worth of testing, including borings, and more critically, trenching. We did trench. MTA did not. Our reports are going to be quantifiable and qualitative, not assumptive as it appears MTAs are. These reports will be completed any day now, and you will get them. Why the rush to judgment? Why not give us the extra time? This alignment is not better for kids. It's not better for buildings out our campus with our dollars. Design and implementation will be hampered. The Field Act more complex. It is simply worse any way you cut it, except for JMB. And not better for mass transit. It could run well over $100 million, our tax dollars, to go under our high school. What possible spike in ridership, real or imagined, could justify this gross expenditure? We are all entitled to our opinions, but the facts should stand sacred and apart from all the tugging of special interests and politics. I implore of you to think about this, to think long and hard. We didn't ask for this fight. We got dragged into it. We didn't see it coming. We want to avoid it. We support mass transit. We don't want to delay your subway 1 minute, 1 hour, 1 day. Please rethink your decision. We believe there are better alternatives than tunneling under our high school. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Tim Beresh. I'd like to address some of the technical issues in here. Here, Dave, can you hold these for me? Thanks, guys. As both Mr. Katz and Mr. Leahy know, I have a unique perspective on this particular project. I have an extensive background building both schools and transit systems. My goal here today is to provide enough information to you that you can help focus and make an informed decision that both respects the needs to modernize and expand the high school and gets the subway built in the best value for the whole community, and that is achievable for both. I'm going to start by the simple fact that Metro staff has ignored, and I would ask some professional indulgence in here. You've had hours worth of presentation on technical issues.
You've got five more minutes.
Thank you. Mr. Leahy, I presented this information to you over a year ago that showed the conflict between the school's long-range master plan requirements and the Metro Tunnel. There have been one meeting with you where that was brought up. There's been zero meetings with staff, any interchange of information, and the EIS is silent to the long-term needs of the high school. We have heard one disparaging remark on that here today. Suffice to say that as the master plan has advanced, that diagram has become even more conservative. There is not a lot of space in which to put a lot of school. That space is precious, and it needs to be preserved. With all due respect, the question is not whether you can tunnel safely under a building. It is how you will tunnel through a building. It will physically encroach into the future buildings on the campus. And bear in mind, this has been the high school for 100 years. It must be the high school for 100 years. The tunnel safety report on here that you've talked about needs to have a long and extensive discussion. We have begun a serious parallel investigation that was caused by the Olquist-Priolo recommendations and the other conclusions of the seismic fault study that were presented by Metro. We have sent repeated communications into you informing your staff and the board of the progress of those studies. We have requested a 30-day time extension in order to complete those. I would point out these studies are not solely under the control of the school district. They are subject to the auspices and regulatory authority of the California Geologic Survey, who we cannot control. The first of our reports will be going into them at the end of this week. Two additional reports will be submitted by mid-May. We politely request that the board defer a decision and interpretation of seismic conditions on this site until there's been an opportunity to have a full and public vetting on that. With all due respect to the experts who spoke here today, I believe they have not seen the letters we sent to the FDA that outlined numerous issues in the boring log, CPT data interpretation, and other aspects of the report, which have been reviewed with AMEC and confirmed in concept. When those are put in, this is the status of our interpretation of that. The faults along the West Beverly Hills liniment have been resolved. They are not there. There are not active faults along the West Beverly Hills liniment. There are not active faults along transect 2E. We are continuing to evaluate the other transects. There is a lot more information in that that should be reviewed, and you don't do that in a couple minutes. We advocate a full and open exchange and dialogue between all the technical experts. We welcome it. We will have it as part of the CGS process.
Can I ask him a question?
Surely.
Oh,
hold the clock.
I thought you were done. Go ahead.
Not done yet.
Go ahead. Start the clock.
Suffice to say, we will conclude and recommend that you can build a station safely along Santa Monica, perhaps not exactly where you have shown in the two alternatives, but more as the board directed, in a placement somewhere between Avenue of the Stars and Century Park East. At that point, then, the board has to make a decision of what makes the most sense, Constellation or Santa Monica, and there are two key criteria that should be balanced on that, cost and ridership. Metro has brought in a ridership study that indicates a substantially, not substantial, but several thousand more riders on Constellation than Santa Monica. We do not agree with that. There are numerous errors in that. We have outlined that in a technical report to be generated into you. Suffice to say, it is my personal belief that the ridership is actually equivalent or within spitting range on both stations on there. Bear in mind, too, there are some absurdities in the Metro report. If the Metro report is correct on here, nobody would be walking from LACMA West to LACMA East under your station scenario. People in Century City would walk five times as far for a hamburger than they would for transit. Numerous other absurdities that come into that. You need to be looking at that and considering that. But here's one of the most important things. Then what does it cost to go? What is the cost difference between the two locations? This is what the FEIS says. There are over a dozen different references to the cost. We have $145 million breadth of range in here. That cannot be. We've requested numerous times to have adequate backup data provided by you so that we can actually interpret and reconcile these numbers. Staff has refused to provide that, continues to refuse to provide that. So all we can look at is what's presented in here. And it is completely contradictory. My best estimate of the cost difference is that Constellation will cost at least $100 million more than Santa Monica, and that does not include the long-term impact to the school. Please, I request that you do this the right way. Give ample consideration to the science. Reconcile the differences. You need to know what the real ridership difference is, what the real cost difference is, and what the real geotechnical conditions are out on there. Then you can make an informed decision. Thank you, board.
Thank you. Question from...
I'll pass.
Okay.
Madam Chair. My name is Kevin Brogan, counsel for Beverly Hills Unified School District. I have some documents that I would like to make part of the record.
Quickly,
we,
please.
We have an original and six copies of a letter dated April 18, 2012 from our law firm to this panel. We have a current status of geotechnical investigations report, original six copies, and an original and six copies of the executive summary in connection with ridership cost and other issues, including geotechnical reports.
Okay, we'll see that those are distributed. Thank you very,
Thank
very
you.
Much. Next is Rabbi Jonathan Hine, to be followed by Century City Chamber. Thank you.
I believe I have a 5 minute.
Yes, you have 5 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Rabbi Jonathan Klein. I work with Clergy and Laity, Knight for Economic Justice. CLU LA is a faith-based coalition of Jews, Christians, Muslims, and all other religious traditions that care about the dignity of all people in the workplace and their families. We represent working people from all parts of Los Angeles. Our faith leaders know that access to jobs and to a functional transportation grid means opportunities for parents to raise their children and spend time at home instead of relentless hours of commuting. I'd like to welcome Brother Thomas Carey of Lincoln Heights Episcopal Church of the Epiphany, who will share his thoughts on what a subway would mean for his East LA members.
Good afternoon. My brother said, my congregation is over on the east side in Lincoln Heights. None of my parishioners work on the west side because they can't get there. I'm a native Californian. I'm a valley boy born in Santa Monica, but I lived for 30 years in New York. And what New Yorkers know is that we own our subway and we take our identity as New Yorkers from the fact that New Yorkers ride the subway. And it cements our identity as who we are. L.A., since I left in 1975, has a beautiful diversity, and it's an amazing city. But what we lack and what will cement our identity as a city are the ties that a subway line will bring. So I urge you to approve the proposed subway line.
Thank you.
Rabbi Arya Cohen, a West LA resident and professor at American Jewish University and one of my teachers, will share his thoughts on what justice in this city looks like.
Thank you for allowing me to address you. The three concerns that I come with today in support of the extension of the subway. The first is a near-term concern with jobs in this economy. The 20-some-odd thousand jobs that will be generated by the subway project will help bring many people in this city out of their economic spiral. The second is a longer term, the east to west, the ability, as my brother said, of people on the east side to get to jobs on the west side, saving them hours a week, hours that could be spent with their families. And finally, connecting also west to east in order for LA to become a city, to establish a city which is just in all of its parts means people from east and west seeing each other, coming, meeting, and today, I was going to take the public transportation to get here, but it would have taken me three times as long as it did with the car. All these concerns together to have the city come together as one. I urge you to support the extension of the subway. Thank you.
Thank you. So a very small but loud minority of Beverly Hills residents want to destroy the accessibility, opportunity, and quality of life of tens of thousands of Angelenos. Mostly people of color and the working poor. We know that all religions believe in justice. That's why the faith community is, for what we can tell, unanimous. Science says constellation. Others say not under my backyard. Numby. Numb to what a truly free and flourishing city would look like. Numb to the suffering in East LA and South LA taking place right now, where unemployment rates are through the roof and families are unable to feed their families or live out what they thought was an American dream. Numb to those outside the ivory tower, those they have been able to keep out for 50 years this project has been in the works. CLUE Los Angeles cares about all children, including the children of thousands of unemployed construction workers at rates of 40-80% who can't feed their families and going on government assistance. We pray for your best judgment. We know what a higher duty means, and that is why we strongly urge you to move forward with this project along the Metro's recommended pathway immediately, and we say thank you.
Thank you. Century City Chamber, 5 minutes to be represented by Susan Bursk.
I think there's some other people who are going to be joining me. Thank you. I am Susan Burst, President and CEO of the Century City Chamber of Commerce, and we represent over 40,000 employees within the Century City community. You know, people take transit for any number of reasons, but one of the most common is to get to work. Having a station at Constellation Out of the Stars will bring passengers into the heart of Century City, maximizing the number of employees and visitors within a convenient walking distance from all directions. There are approximately 28,000 employees and over 11 million square feet of commercial space within a quarter-mile radius of Constellation and Avenue of the Stars, nearly triple that of the location at Santa Monica and Century Park East. The distance between a station at Santa Monica Boulevard and one in the center of Century City is almost 1/2 mile and would deter people from using it, as studies have shown that people will use the subway if it's conveniently located and easy to get to. The corner of Constellation Avenue of the Stars is also much more accessible to residents of the condominium complexes that are south of Olympic Boulevard, as well as Fox Studios and Westfield. Let me set the record straight. This location is not a bait and switch. Your predecessors have been planning this location or planning a station at Constellation Avenue of the Stars since the 1960s. They were visionaries and saw the promise that Century City offered. And I'd like to submit documents that we have from 1968 proposing a subway station at this location, as well as civil alignment maps showing the subway going beneath Beverly Hills High School to a station on Constellation and Avenue of the Stars. I don't know if you want to take these documents now.
Sure.
I'll give you all. Thank you. A report from the Brookings Institute states, transportation leaders should make access to jobs an explicit priority in their spending and service decisions. I want to say that there are schools all over the country, including California, that have subway tunnels underneath them. The Bentley School in Oakland has been around since 1920, is directly over a Bay Area rapid transit tunnel. The West Portal Elementary School in San Francisco is also over a BART tunnel and has been operating since 1951. And there are schools here in Los Angeles that are over a metro tunnel. Without question, safety is the most important thing to everyone. And Metro has convincingly demonstrated that a station at Constellation and Avenue of the Stars will be the safest option. We support your decisions. We ask that you base your decision on facts and not on fear or fiction. Thank you.
Remaining speakers will have 1 minute each. First, Paula Levin, Westwood homeowner, to be followed by Cindy, I believe it's Dubin.
Hello. 1 minute is enough for sound bites, so I'll get to the point. This project does not pan out financially. It does not pan out safety-wise. It does not pan out at all. The vehicle miles traveled is small in relation to total VMT. That's in your EIR. Well, less than 1% of VMT. VMT equals traffic. So that means you're spending over $6 billion to cause traffic to be decreased by less than 1%. You've now created a quarter of a mile that people will not walk farther than that to access the subway, down from half a mile. A quarter of a mile is approximately 2.5 blocks. So over $6 billion so people can walk 2.5 blocks. I will not even be able to take this subway in my neighborhood, because that means, since there was no parking, not one parking space, I don't even know how you can consider this project without any parking. I hope someone would give me their time, because I have some important things to say.
I got a minute.
Okay. Thank you. I'll give it to you in writing.
Please do. Is it Cindy Dubin or Dukin to be followed by Falamars Nabovi?
I'm Cindy Dubin. I'm PTA president of Beverly Hills High School. I'm here today with Carter Paysinger, principal of our high school. And basically, in a minute, can't say much. But in response to what I've heard over the last 2 years, including up to today, we are not a small minority. We have a petition of 1,000 signatures indicating that we are not opposed to mass transportation. We are not opposed to a subway. We are just interested in an alternative. We implore you to agree with the motion, to give a delay, to give us time to look at the new science from the trenching that our school board spent $1 million on, because they believe in the science, and that was the suggestion of one of the board members. We need to look at the long-term ability of our school to develop our property forever. It's a tiny piece of property, acreage-wise, for a high school. So I don't see any reason today. It's not about being against a subway. Injustice. It's about time to look at the science.
Thank you. Falamars Nabovi to be followed by Ron Miller.
Hi. The Transit Coalition strongly supports the extension of the Purple Line to the west side. We support the recommendations regarding the Constellation Station, the Westwood Station. We would like to point to the Westwood VA Station for the attention of both the board and the public, that we want to see this adopted. We want to see the record of decision approved. If there is an opportunity after the record of decision is approved and there is funding available, we would like to see a portal from the VA station that goes toward Federal and San Vicente, so that people in Brentwood would be able to access the station. That would still be on the VA property, but it would significantly increase the potential ridership, given the dense residential and commercial properties right there at the corner. So we urge everyone to contact Congressman Waxman to call for that. Thank you.
Be followed by Ahuhube.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair and directors. I'm Ron Miller. I'm a council rep for the L.A. Orange County Building Construction Trades Council. We represent 140,000 craftsmen and women, about 18,000 apprentices from 14 individual trades. The vast majority of these apprentices come out of high schools in L.A. and Orange County. Currently, the trades face unemployment figures in the 50% range. With this recession, we've been hit harder than most, with a lot of our members struggling to keep their homes, due to the fact that many of them have been out of work for over a year. In Los Angeles, we are the construction workforce. In the late 80s and early 90s, the building trades went to work on the Red Line and its stations, and back then we had naysayers that thought it was a waste of time and money, but it turned out to be the cornerstone of Los Angeles' modern-day transportation system. And just like the Red Line, the West Subway will have the effect that the Red Line had to spur development, drive the economy out of one of the worst recessions since the Great Depression. We have the highly skilled craftsmen.
Thank you. Tina Natasha, is it Yacoubi? To be followed by Isabel Hacker.
My name is Tina Natasha Yagubi. I'm a Beverly Hills resident and a Beverly Hills High School alumni, and now a UCLA student. And I support this greener mass transit, which I see to be a vital and a basic necessity for a livable city. There are indeed other schools in California with tunnels under permanent buildings, not to mention that advanced tunneling mechanisms are used to build subways under every imaginable city all over the world. Metro is already built under many buildings in L.A., such as Red Line, which passes under the historic El Pueblo and the Cathedral of Our Lady of Angels. What makes Beverly Hills High School a unique case? I believe the subway, which is projected to be built 50 to 70 feet beneath the ground, is the safest route. It is so far below the surface that it will not affect any of Beverly Hills High School building plans, including the multi-level parking lot. As someone with a 10-year-old sister who will eventually attend Beverly Hills High School, I have enough trust in the science and engineers hired by Metro to send her to this school and hope that she can grow up with better public transportation than I had.
Thank you. Isabel Hacker, to be followed by Addie Hacker.
Hello, my name is Isabel Hacker. I have with me a petition that was started 14 days ago on April 4th. Today, approximately at about 10:30 a.m., there was about 1,062 signatures. I'd like to read the petition, if I may. No subway under Beverly Hills High School. The safety of our students is at stake. Nowhere else in California does a subway run directly under permanent school buildings, and while Metro has other options, our high school has nowhere else to go. Members of the board, I ask that you please do your due diligence. Consider all possible options. Be fiscally responsible. It will cost millions more to go under Beverly Hills High School. Be practical in your decision. Ridership is probably about the same in Santa Monica. And put safety first. Nowhere else in California, again, does a subway run directly under the school buildings. Please stop distorting the truth. I was at the Metro open house that you call it. You were completely rude, and we were not allowed to speak and follow up on questions. I ask you to come to my house for an open house. Thank you.
Addie Hacker, to be followed by...
He's actually going to defer to me. That's my husband.
What a surprise. Okay.
No. I hope you're not bipartisan here. I mean,
I'm just being facetious. I'm sorry. When I saw you,
I thought
it was a compliment.
Call it being rude, but that's okay.
Like, I didn't call you rude. Go ahead.
It's very rude. But thank you.
She meant you're in control of the household, not the husband.
I really am surprised that talk so much about being fiscally responsible. I think you all know what's going on in the news with GSA and how they've spent money. I'm totally for union. I think we have a lot of union at Beverly Hills. We are for jobs. People come in and out of our city all the time. I didn't grow up in Beverly Hills. I grew up in East LA. Looking out, many of you who I was told were role models, and I do believe that. I believe government still has an opportunity to make things right. Please be fiscally responsible. Let's take government back and make it a good thing, a positive thing for everyone to look at and admire like it was once in this country. Thank you.
Wait, may I say something, because I'm not here to irritate you. Anytime I see two names of a family together, I'm not surprised when the second one defers to the first one. That was all. I was not trying to be disrespectful to you.
Actually, if I can just answer, my husband actually was going to defer to the Beverly Hills group.
Okay.
But I took advantage of that, so I wanted to say sorry to him.
Thank you. Jan Reichman, to be followed by Javier Nunez.
I had a homeowner association called Comstock Hills, just north of Century City. I moved to L.A. in the 50s. Back then, we already knew a rapid transit system was needed, but there were always folks fighting it. Well, now it's time to stop blocking and start building, with a station at Constellation, right in the middle of 28,000 employees, two great hotels, and a world-class shopping mall. It's all about safety, ridership, doing the right thing for the most people. Those who would deny the safest route have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars spreading fear. If tunneling is okay under the Pentagon, it's okay under a high school.
Javier Nunez, to be followed by Larry Weiner, City of Beverly Hills.
Good afternoon. Javier Nunez with the Laborers International Union of North America here in Los Angeles, Local 300, on behalf of our business manager, Sergio Rascon, and the 8,000 members we represent in Los Angeles. There's been a lot of talk about whether this is right or wrong. Bottom line is we need to get cars off the street. Yeah, of course we have no parking structures. We don't need any parking structures because we don't need any cars on our highways or on our streets. We're trying to get around our city. I want you to consider this project. This is a good project, not only for the county of Los Angeles, for the city of Los Angeles, for Beverly Hills, for LAX, but for Los Angeles all in all. We are a growing community. We need to grow with the times. We have experienced craftsmen that can build this extension and continue to go forward. That's why LA is so great. Go LA, go extension. Let's do the right thing today. Thank you.
Thank you. Larry Weiner to be followed by Jeff Colon.
I'm the city attorney for the city of Beverly Hills. Jeff is the city manager. We're here to present comments from the city. Could we have
great.
2 minutes apiece?
You can have 2 minutes. Minute apiece. How's that?
Thank you very much.
Just take your time, please.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to address the committee today. The city of Beverly Hills does object to the committee taking any action today. We provided a letter to the committee prior to the hearing this afternoon. I don't know if the committee members have had a chance to take a look at it, but we believe that you are faced with an unfortunate choice. Taking action as proposed on the agenda would actually violate the California Environmental Quality Act, and of course, taking any other action other than what's provided on the agenda would violate the state open meetings law, the Ralph M. Brown Act. We believe that the committee is compelled to continue this matter until that agenda item can be resolved. But more importantly, we believe that a continuance is appropriate because it would allow the committee to consider the input that Metro has requested before taking any action on this item. As I'm sure you're aware, Metro requested that other local agencies and that the public provide comments to the committee by April 23rd. Of course, April 23rd has not happened yet. It's still a few days away, and therefore the committee doesn't have the benefit of the comments that Metro has actually invited. It seems that if the committee is interested in those comments, and I'm sure the committee is, then it would be inappropriate to do anything other than continue this matter so that you do have the opportunity to consider those comments before you take action. Now, the action that is proposed on the agenda today is an action to approve the project, to certify the final environmental impact report, and to approve the filing of a notice of determination. Those actions are actually actions that must be taken by the decision-making body, which is, of course, the board as a whole. Now, staff has informed us when we called yesterday and pointed this out, well, that's not actually what the committee intends to do. The committee understands that it doesn't have the authority to take those actions. Well, if the committee is not going to take those actions, then the committee is going to take some action, or possibly could take some action, that is not otherwise listed on the agenda. If it does that, that would be a violation of the Brown Act, and I know the committee doesn't want to do that.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, do you believe that the MTA board a week from tomorrow has the right to take an action to certify the EIR if it makes the findings?
I don't believe that the EIR should be certified, but
just answer my question. Do you believe that the full MTA board has the right next Thursday to approve the EIR, to certify the EIR, yes or no?
The full board has the right to certify an adequate EIR.
Thank you. And so this is an arm of the full board. We never intended to make a we don't have the power to certify. I'm just amazed, sir. You're the city attorney of Beverly Hills?
I am, and I'm reading the agenda that you put out.
The agenda, and I understand why you might be confused because you're not here every week, but the agenda is prepared for the board. It's a staff report to the board, but the committee structure of this organization, I'm sure you're familiar with the committee structure of legislative bodies, has the right to make recommendations to the full board.
I believe the agenda is prepared for the public. I believe that's what the Brown Act
provides. That's fine. But you also concede that we have the right to make a recommendation to the board or make no recommendation to the board, correct?
You have the right to make no recommendation to the board. You don't have the right to make a recommendation to the board because that's not posted.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll see you in court on the Brown Act violation on we not having the right to make a recommendation. That's absurd.
I am sorry that the committee would rather have a court battle than provide up.
You know, sometimes it's just, I would just say, go back and look at the act, go back and look at the law. A legislative committee has every right to make a recommendation to the full body. It can't enact the item before it, but it can make a recommendation. And it, perhaps in the city of Beverly Hills, they don't have a committee structure, but here we do. Most major legislative bodies we do, and that's the way it works. Recommendations are not final. They are only recommendations. It really is ridiculous that we would not have a right to make a recommendation.
That is correct. It just has to be on the agenda.
May we hear from the city manager.
I'll keep my comments brief, Madam Chair. The city of Beverly Hills continues to be opposed to tunneling under the historic Beverly Hills High School. As recently as last night, our city council members unanimously expressed that opposition to tunneling under our only high school. We urge Metro to explore additional options and alternatives to this alignment and take additional time to conduct additional studies and testing. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Cindy Sterrett, to be followed by John Goodwin. 1 minute apiece.
Got April 12th?
Yeah, we got an April 12th.
That's interesting. Our guy got it yesterday.
Oh, okay. No, it's good. Daryl just forwarded this.
Together, I'm going to ask if John can go first.
Good afternoon. I'm John Goodwin. I represent Westfield and the Century City Mall. Very excited about the Century City subway connection, and we also have a very large section of the proposed tunnel going under our building. Our main concern is timing. We have, at the moment, plan check documents for the first stage of our $800 million expansion of Century City, and we'd love to get started with construction. The first parking garage that we were out to bid on actually sits on top of the proposed subway tunnel. And we'd like some clarity on that, and as well as the connection itself. We do have experience around the world with retail and subway connections, and we see the synergy, and we look forward to working with staff to come up with a direct connection that will address the fact that we have 1 million customers a month at Century City. Thank you very much.
Cindy.
Good afternoon. My name is Cindy Sterrett from Latham & Watkins here on behalf of Westfield. We support the recommendation in the staff report that includes a provision to work with the shopping center on planning for a second portal. That was in the written copy of the PowerPoint, but David didn't mention it. I think he was trying to go too fast. But we'd very much appreciate it if this committee would reconfirm that recommendation in your action today. As John mentioned, we understand there are 700 feet of tunnel under our property, which means that the mechanical equipment has good access. We want to make sure the people have good access too, and that's why that additional portal is so important. We submitted a letter to you today, and you should all have copies of it. There are over a dozen attachments. It includes the Westside Neighborhood Council, the Century City Chamber, and a ridership study. And we also look forward to working with staff on construction mitigation measures and details of construction impacts. We want to continue to generate Prop R funding from the shopping center during the construction and an additional $100 million of Prop R funding from our master plan. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, Craig F. Thompson, who was up here earlier, now's your chance, Mr. Thompson, to be followed by Helen Rogaway.
Okay, from my understanding, it seems that a lot of people here in Beverly Hills are complaining about tunneling under the high school just so they could build a parking garage to provide for, of all horrors, the automobile. Don't you think that LA has had enough of the automobile already? That machine is killing us as humanity and killing off all businesses, getting people sent to war to die for oil. Yet this project here will put a wedge right into all of that. It'll put a stop to it. Besides, rail transportation has saved millions of people's lives, and it has helped build cities. It helped make them livable. And furthermore, hey, anyone could use it. Why waste money on the automobile? Let's start building rail, and I mean we got to start building rail like yesterday. Thank you.
Thank you. Ellen Salazar.
Let me see. Ms. Salazar is willing to cede her time to me if that's okay with the board. Helen Rockaway. Sorry. Is that acceptable?
I'm sorry.
Madam Chair. Thank you. I want to respond in more detail to the line of inquiry that
I'm sorry. Are you're Mr. You were up here already? What you are neither Oscar Salazar or Helen Rockaway, are you?
Helen Rockaway. Is it Helen Salazar or Helen Rockaway?
I'm sorry?
He's speaking for that lady.
This lady would like to cede her time to me. I thought that was the
And who would you be?
Helen Rockaway.
Thank you.
Thank you. I wanted to respond in more depth to a line of inquiry that Supervisor Yaroslavsky opened up on here, and that because that is exactly the kind of inquiry and dialogue that should have been taking place regarding the high school. If the tunnel went underneath the football field instead of under the prime building area of the high school, there would not be an issue with it. That doesn't interfere with the future capacity of the high school on there. For tunneling, separation is our friend. It reduces settlement, vibration, all kinds of issues on that. The problem in here is that the geometry that is facing the engineers to place Constellation where they want it has led them to a tunneling alignment that severely impacts the ability to develop the future high school on that. All we are asking is to have a dialogue and to have the same degree of modifications to the design that the staff has already made for several developers along the alignment where the tunnel has been adjusted to provide that adequate separation. Certainly, a public agency with a mission as critical as a high school that cannot move deserves and warrants the same degree of cooperation and accommodation by Metro.
Thank you. Do you have any response to that? Thank you very much. Mr. Salazar, to be followed by Constance Bukidis.
Yes, my name is Oscar Salazar. I'm here in representation of United Here Local 11. Our union represents over 500 workers on Century Plaza Hotel. And all these workers are going to get benefit from this project because instead of spend a lot of time on the traffic, they're going to spend more time with their family. At the same time, that future residents of LA can have access to the work on the Century Plaza Hotel, what is a great hotel and to work. But you had to approve this one to that to for that to happen. That way, they're going to reduce less time on the street and more time with the family. Thank you.
Thank you.
Everyone in favor of the Constellation Century City Station at Constellation, please stand up. I'm Connie Bokitis, lifelong Westwood resident and board member on Comstock Hills Homeowners and the Westwood Neighborhood Council. I've lived across from Century City since before it became one of the major commercial, residential, and shopping centers in Southern California. I support the Century City Station on Constellation. It's ludicrous to spend billions of dollars on a subway line unless one of its stops is in the heart of Century City, not on the edge of a country club. This line will tunnel under over 100 homes in Westwood and within one block of Fairburn Avenue Public Elementary School. Lives in Westwood are just as valuable as those in Beverly Hills. The Westwood Neighborhood Council has voted 3 times unanimously in support of the Century City Station at Constellation. Make this a subway that will serve the greatest number of people into the next century, not one that will accommodate the interests of a select privileged few. Thank you.
Thank you. Bus Levi to be followed by Goldstein. Bus Levi to be followed by Fred Goldstein. Mr. Levi, are you here? Mr. Levi? Mr. Goldstein? Please.
Thank you. My name is Fred Goldstein. I represent the Los Angeles County Museum of Art, and I really just want to say very quickly for the record that, as you probably know, during the station advisory group process for the Wilshire Fairfax station, there was tremendous support, probably consensus, on having the primary portal be sited in the LACMA West building. I just want to say that given Metro staff's stated concerns in the EIR about the feasibility and cost of that, LACMA wholeheartedly strongly supports the alternative siting of the primary portal at the corner of Orange Grove and Wilshire for all of the reasons that the staff has cited. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Adam Love to be followed by Stephen Kramer.
Hi, I'm here on behalf of the Rakovich Company. We own a 500,000-square-foot building right on Wilshire next to the proposed portal locations. We strongly support the proposed portal location on Orange Grove in Wilshire as the amended FEIR and FEIS recommended. I think it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to have a portal location that opens up directly to LACMA, where over 1 million visitors a year come and can see Chris Burden's Urban Lights project that is really defining our city. We see it on TV commercials all the time and all over the place. I think it would be a shame to miss out on this opportunity to have people have that view corridor as soon as they leave the metro station to come to Museum Row. Thank you.
Thank you. Stephen Kramer to be followed by Evan Kaiser.
Mr. Kaiser would had to leave the office here.
Okay.
My name is Stephen Kramer. I'm president of the Miracle Mile Chamber of Commerce as well as a member of the Mid-City West Community Council. I'm here at this time to simply support all of the comments that have been made by Mr. Goldstein and Mr. Lev. Thank you for the time.
Thank you very much. Renee Shalasha, is that correct? Be followed by Carol Spencer. Renee, where are you? Good. Even though I ruined your name, you knew who I...
I'm used to it. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Renee Scalacci, I'm here on behalf of Next Century Associates, the owner of the Century Plaza Hotel. And we are here strongly in favor of the Constellation and Avenue of Stars alignment because it is in the heart of Century City. Constellation and Avenue of the Stars will produce the highest ridership just given its proximity. In addition to that, we have over 4,000 or 40,000 employees in Century City every day. And those employees deserve the alternative to transit and getting to work and home easily. In addition to that, this location will connect our employees, our employers, visitors, and surrounding residents. And that ultimately helps the region and decreases any additional traffic. We ask for your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Carol Spencer.
I'm Carol Spencer. I live in Westwood, north of Santa Monica Boulevard, across from the Westfield Century City Shopping Center. I have followed the progress of the West Side subway since the mid-1960s when I moved into my home. I want you to know that I feel that the best location for the subway station is Constellation Boulevard. It makes the most sense as it is in the center of ridership, not beside a golf course with no ridership. To bend to the hysteria of Beverly Hills residents who say that tunneling beneath their high school and residents is unsafe, is unwarranted. Remember, the subway tunnels will go beneath Westwood homes and businesses, no matter which route is chosen. I believe Metro when they say their choice of Constellation Boulevard is safe for everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. And that concludes public hearing, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Excuse me? Okay, I called you. I'm sorry, and you weren't. So come on.
I'd like to see my time.
Okay, thank you very much.
I want to dispel more myths again.
I'm sorry?
I'm taking Russ's time. Okay. My name is Lisa Korbatov. I want to dispel a few myths. Once again, we are supporting mass transit as a school district, as residents, and as a city. There are two other stations in our city which will have very, very grave impacts, and we are going for them. We want to say unequivocally, we don't care where you put the subway. It just shouldn't be tunneling under a high school. We have a bond measure. We have a campus half the size it should be. We have methane gas. We have real serious constraints with the Field Act. We can't go higher than three stories, hook and ladder. We are not homes. We are not joint ventures. We are not commercial properties. We are a public agency whose fiduciary is to educate kids now and for the foreseeable future. I don't understand why you keep repeating the same rhetoric. We are not against mass transit. We care about people. We are 51% renters. We have 8% who live below the poverty line. This is not a NIMBY naysayer issue. The truth is, you people don't want to hear the truth.
Thank you.
You just keep repeating the rhetoric. Thank you.
Thank you.
No idea. Just come in blind.
This concludes the public hearing, and I, again, want to thank those of you who are so very gracious. I'm sorry, I don't have any more cards. I'm sorry. If I don't have a card, you'll need to sit down. We're done. We're done. Now, are there any comments from the directors? Yes, sir.
Madam Chair, first of all, thank you for your masterful managing of the public hearing, because there are a lot of people who feel very strongly on both sides of this issue, and they've been heard today. They will be heard again on Thursday, and they've been heard over a period of many months, if not longer. I'm not going to take a lot of time. I just want to make a few comments, just for the record. First of all, as to the delay, the request for a 30-day delay in this. This project has already been delayed for a long, long time. And our internal schedule has slipped considerably because of this controversy and other things. And the fact that we're here in April to deal with this is delay enough. If I thought, Madam Chair, that a 30-day delay would solve the problem, I'd consider it. But I think we've all recognized that there are intractable differences here that are not going to be resolved in 30 days and maybe not in 300 days unless there is a willingness on the part of all sides, and I'll include our side on this as well, of all sides to have a genuine conversation and not a take-it-or-leave-it a proposition. I had several meetings in my office with Mr. Meager, with Mr. Leahy, both with and without community stakeholders, to try to determine whether there was any way we could find a middle ground. And I sent Mr. Meager and Mr. Morey out to Beverly Hills to try to engage the school district in conversation. And the instruction we got back from Beverly Hills is talk to our lawyer. We couldn't talk to the principals. We had to talk through the lawyer. That's not the way I do business. It's not the way I've ever done business. I don't like to talk to lawyers. I like to talk to decision makers. And lawyers are not decision makers. And we've never had the opportunity to have that conversation. So now, as we are in April 18th, frankly, it's I sense crocodile tears when I hear people, including my colleagues, say, oh, just another 30 days, just another 30 days. Please, we can resolve this all in 30 days. It's not going to be resolved in 30 days. And we have a project to build, and the project is not just the Beverly Hills segment. It's the project that goes from Western Avenue to West L.A., and we're going to get it built. And we'll get it built one way or the other. And if for whatever reason it doesn't end up going to Constellation, it'll end up going up Wilshire Boulevard, because those are the only two choices that we have left. But I caution all of us, including the residents of Beverly Hills and the school district and the council members of Beverly Hills, I caution them. The decision you make and the concern you have right now is a very short-term concern. We all have to think of the long term. There isn't a day that goes by when I don't have somebody say to me, and I'm sure this goes for the rest of us, how is it that you built the Green Line down the Century Freeway and it doesn't go to the airport? How is it that you built the subway to the San Fernando Valley and it doesn't stop at the Hollywood Bowl? And I don't want to add to that list of mistakes. How is it that you built the subway to West L.A. and you didn't go to Century City? That is an...
That is unacceptable to me. So the question is, as Congressman Waxman eloquently said in his letter the other day, if we have to go under Century, under the Beverly Hills High School property, and if we have to go to Constellation, let's make sure we do it safely. And the consensus of opinion, not only from our experts, which include Dr. Lucy Jones from Caltech, who worked for nothing, we didn't pay her a nickel to do the peer review, and the Professor Dolan and all the other distinguished geologists and seismologists who worked on this for us, that's one thing. They all work for us. But even the Beverly Hills Commission study, Shannon Wilson report, makes I couldn't have written it better myself. I wish we had hired them because they came in many cases, not all of them. There are disagreements between the two studies, between us and them. But on the critical issue as to whether there should be a subway down Santa Monica Boulevard, I think they conceded the point that there's active faulting on Santa Monica Boulevard. And as to whether you can build it safely under the high school, they conceded that yes, you can build it safely under the high school. And as to the issue of the high school's development plans, which nobody has ever seen. The people of Beverly Hills were asked to vote for a bond, but they don't know what the hell they got for the bond. There isn't a single plan out there that we are aware of. But the Shannon Wilson report commissioned by the city of Beverly Hills says that the tunnel is so deep. It's 70 to 80 feet deep at the bottom and 50 to 60 feet deep at the top, which means you could go four stories underground, if that's what the school district has in mind, to excavate four stories underground. I don't know, unless it's a parking garage, I don't know what else they're going to build four stories underground, but for a fallout shelter, it's just not logical. So there's a lot of capacity, and even some of the Beverly Hills folks, I think, conceded that point today. There's a lot of cushion between the bottom of whatever the school wants to build and the top of what we are going to build, and there's 15 feet, I think the Shannon Wilson reports at 15 to 20 feet of cushion between the top of our tunnel and the bottom of what they would build. So there's plenty of room and if that's not accurate, then we ought to have a conversation about that. Not with the lawyers, but let's have the principals get in the same room. Let's get the superintendent of the school district, their chief planner, the guy who's or gal who's responsible for actually what they're going to construct, if they know yet what they're going to construct, and get them in the same room with me and with Art Leahy and with Meager, and let's talk about it. And let's figure it out in the context of what has to be done. But to say we don't want to talk to you, talk to our lawyer, to refuse to allow us to look at the trenching while it was still open at the Beverly Hills school property, the trenching was done, Madam Chair, in December during Christmas vacation. It is now April 18th. Even the MTA can do studies faster than that. And why we have been told on April 18th that we're just days away from a study being released, tell us what your own conclusions were. You knew that back in January after the trenching was done. And why didn't you let our people look at the trenches and have to trust you to say what you found? Now, that's just absurd. Last thing I want to say is I'm going to suggest that we move to recommend to the full board the staff recommendation as amended today, or what's the word I'm looking for? Amended or embellished upon today by the staff and the additions that they made today in their PowerPoint presentation. I just for the record, Mr. Safer, are we on solid Brown Act grounds to be able to make a recommendation to the board?
Yes, we are.
Thank you. And because if we're not, then I've been violating the law for 35 years. it's news to me. I said if.
Read tomorrow's newspaper.
And so I will move that we recommend to the full board that we approve the staff recommendation with the changes that were recommended by the staff today. I invite, and I say this one more time, I invite the people in Beverly Hills, the school district personnel, and the city personnel, to continue to have conversations with us, or actually to commence having conversations with us, and to have a serious dialogue, which we can continue to have during the course of the ensuing weeks and months. Even if the board does certify the environmental, we have the flexibility within the framework of the umbrella of the environmental that we certify to do the final engineering and to try to respect the objectives that Beverly Hills School District has on their property, but they're going to have to tell us what they plan. We've been chasing our tail on this. They don't tell us what they're planning, but everything we plan is going to go right through their building. There is not going to be a single building that Beverly Hills School District builds that is going to be 70 feet deep. And if there are, they ought to toss the entire school district out on its behind, because no self-respecting school district would ever build a seven-story underground facility, even in Beverly Hills. So let's be honest about this. And if there's some way for us to work out some details, as Mr. Baresh seems to have invited in his last comment, we're all ears, and we're ready to roll up our sleeves and do it. But in the meantime, we've got to get going. This project is not going to be built in the next several months. It may not be built, and certainly not to Beverly Hills for many years. But we've got to begin. We've got to get going. Thank you. That's my motion.
Oh, okay. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I have a second and some comments, please.
Okay. Comment. Go.
Thank you. Again, thank you, Madam Chair, for the hearing, and thank you for all the folks in the audience who are here and who came and participated in either this meeting or what seems like the 780 meetings before this. We appreciate everybody's participation. I have a couple questions, if I could, for the team, because part of it is just understanding whether or not we can get some of this worked out, especially between now and next week when we're going to take this to the full board. What kind of work is being done between our MTA teams and the folks, for instance, who are designing portals or station locations, whether it's Century City or the museum, in terms of how is that handled and how are we working that out to make sure that we're all on the same page? Because, for example, I understand that the knockout in Century City right now goes into a garage on the Sun America building where they don't have any interest in it. Are we working with the folks there, including, you know, folks who have been mentioned by name by the opponents, but people who are willing to pay their own way to extend the platform or put it in a location that generates greater traffic? Are we working closely with whoever to come to something that works for all of us?
Well, just like we did with LACMA, where they indicated an interest in having a portal or an entrance that would be sponsored by the museum through fundraising efforts,
right.
We are working with LACMA to try to identify how that portal could be built and added on to the primary one that we would build. In the case of Westwood UCLA, where we have the split portal there, we're working with the property owners on both the north and the south side of the street to fit that into their property in a way that doesn't impact their parking garages. And in the case of Century City, we want to work with the City of LA put a condition on the Westfield Mall several years ago that they should provide an entrance at that location.
Right.
So we want to work with them, and we have met with them on a few occasions where they've shown how they might provide a connection. We would have to provide a knockout panel on our property, which we do in many instances, where they could connect into the station. And if that knockout panel needs to be moved a little bit to meet their requirements, we can do that. If there's an easement required in order to make that connection to their property, we can work with them to do that as well. I think the key word here is that it would be at no increase to the project costs. We would need to make this work within our current budget.
Yeah, without question. And I think all these discussions carry that caveat. Project cost is project cost, period. If they want to do more or extend, they're going to have to pay for it, and I believe they've offered to pay for it in that. I would appreciate if when we discuss this next week at the board meeting, you just update me where we are in that discussion to move that along. And along that same line, I know there's a primary location for staging that I understand is also going through the approval process for building in Century, or is about to. And I know there are alternatives. Could we get an update next week on that also about where we are in that to see if we can, again, you know, moving things along, but I want to make sure we build stuff so it makes sense. And, you know, and I know what you guys are looking at, and I support what you're trying to do. So if we could talk about that next week as well and you could update me on that, I would appreciate it. And then last piece also, and I guess we're still talking in Century City, obviously. The office building at the corner of Century Park West and Constellation, I believe, is scheduled to be demolished, and they're in permits right now to replace that, but don't have vibration studies from us and all that kind of thing yet. Is that something that will be made available, not just at this location, but others if people request it as part of this collaborative process?
Actually, the noise and vibration studies that were done as a part of the FEIS are part of our one of our technical reports that's available. And, of course, they are probably going to need further studies for that level as we fine-tune the location of the tunnels. And I don't know if Dennis wants to add anything to that, but during final design, during the next year, as we work on that, we have to actually, you know, fine-tune the location of that tunnel. And in this case, where we're going under an existing use, right, we need to work with those property owners to make sure that their foundations are supported and their development plans can go forward.
Yeah, because I would guess AMC and the theaters have a different idea of acceptable than we may have as acceptable. So given that, I appreciate that. And again, let's talk next week, just if you could update us on the cooperative agreements and how we're coming on that. That would be real helpful.
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
One last question.
Yes.
Just a clarification on Richard's question. When you say it's got to be within project costs for the added station, to me it, my understanding is, as the museum is going to pay for their portal, Westfield is going to pay for their portal.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Even if you find that we can save $500 million by doing something, they're still going to pay for their portal.
Yeah.
I think I understand that.
Well, because when you say it's got to be within project costs, if there's right, value engineering done and miraculously it's the costs are reduced by $20 million, Westfield isn't going to get a freebie. Are they?
No.
Okay. Didn't give a freebie to Kaiser Hospital in Hollywood, and we're not giving one to the museum, so I hope we're not
giving it. If we save some money at some other station, it doesn't transfer over to this site.
Thank you.
It's just at that location.
I'm sorry, Pam, did you have something?
Yes, I did. You know, a lot of emotional public testimony today, although I will say that one. Folks lose me a little bit when I hear some hyperbole, when I hear that it's conspiracy of the big city or comes from developers, when I hear folks say that it's Metro distorting the facts. You're just going to lose me. Also, if you say the city of Beverly Hills doesn't care about public transportation and our NIMBYs, you lose me on that too. I don't think that's the case. So I hope that we could, if we move forward, to have a discussion on the facts, the issues. Some facts will be disputed, clearly, but to have one on a higher level. And I think many folks and I will say City of Beverly Hills, the Brown Act thing too, kind of lost me, because I do think we have a right to make a recommendation today. We do have that right, but you know, can we get beyond that? I hope so. Can we, if there is a possibility to continue discussions with the district on what they plan to build and what's there, if it's not going into legal land, I hope we can do that. If it's going to go straight to legal land, it may be that we don't have that ability anymore to have that kind of discussion. Clearly, that's not going to be my decision about how that's pursued. Again, I would hope it might be possible to find a solution to a tunnel, perhaps under the parcel at Beverly Hills High School, but not under the buildings. We will see if that happens. I'm not supportive of delaying it for 30 days. I agree with the comments that Supervisor Yaroslavsky said about how far we are, have delayed it so far, where we are in the timeline. If something does come up, we don't know what schedule the state geologic survey people are on or if they would even find anything definitive. If that does happen in the future, well, obviously we all would have to look at that. But again, that's still an if. It's not a sure thing. So I, however, am not prepared to vote today to recommend it because I have yet to see the response to the Shannon Wilson study that Beverly Hills conducted. And even though parts of Shannon Wilson agree with our geologic folks, I would like to review that and would like at least Beverly Hills to have had the folks, the institutions there to at least have a chance to look at that response. But again, I don't think there's a reason to delay it any further, and I will be prepared at our board meeting to make a decision. But today I'm going to, I don't know if I vote no or abstain, but I'll abstain because it's not a no vote against the project.
Are there any?
I'm not decided yet.
I'm
not making a definitive vote for or against the project. So,
are there any other comments by members of the board?
Just to clarify, the motion is to move it with the staff recommendations incorporated into it.
Recommendation as embellished upon by the staff today. So inclusive of the presentation we heard today, the recommendations in that report.
Okay.
So having heard what I have heard, I'm going to ask that you all cast your votes. And it looks like the votes have been cast. And this will move to the board with our recommendation. Now, if my colleagues will, okay, well, bear with me. There were two folks who wanted to speak on item 12, and unfortunately, we ran right over them. So I want to know if Dr. Taft and Mr. Nababi still want to speak on item 12. If so, we will reconsider the motion. And you are?
Dr. Taft.
All right, let me go through the exercise first so that...
I'll move reconsideration.
Second, any objections? All right, we are reconsidering the motion. And wait just a minute till we can hear you, please.
I know. It's awesome.
They're taking it on the 12th.
Hold that. Forward to tomorrow.
Please clear the room.
Thank you.
Please clear the room.
Please move on out. We have other business that needs to be conducted.
Okay. Do you want to hold off on the other?
They said... No, we're gonna pull this one.
Yeah, well,
that's pulled.
You better tell him that because he's sitting there like.
Okay, we'll tell him.
So we'll go through the rest of these.
This we can take to EMAC. And we'll go the rest of them. While they're clearing, while they're clearing, item 15 has been pulled. So if you're sitting there waiting to talk to us about item 15, it's been pulled till next month. So move to May. Okay. And item 14, we're going to take up at EMAC tomorrow. Okay, now we're going to revisit the renaming of the Green Line, LAX to Airport Metro Connector, and the AA report. And we have two folks who want to speak, Dr. Martin Taft, and Farmize Nababi. I'm sorry. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Since I only have a minute, I brought a handout of one page, and I hope you will get a chance to read it. For the last 2 years, I've chaired a volunteer PRT task force requested by Councilman Paul Koretz. We've studied PRT history, current status, interviewed three PRT vendors, identified five potential initial projects for LA, and made presentations to various Metro study managers and reviewed your Metro Green Line LAX study.
What do we do?
Metro's current study presents 27 options without selecting any of these. The study concludes that all of the considered alternatives will cost considerably more than is currently available.
Thank you, Dr. Taft. Your time is up.
They just
And we thank you for the information.
I just have one page. Can you let me finish it?
Let him finish.
Quickly, please. We have a meeting that was supposed to start at 2:30.
Okay, I understand. Well, there are three current PRT vendors that have offered to build a PRT system at LAX for less than $150 million and complete the implementation in less than 5 years. We concluded that PRT is far superior to each of the 27 alternatives with respect to most of the study criteria. For example, the cost, the project duration, the total travel time, convenience, disruption during construction, and the availability of funding. Despite the fact that we have a letter from Metro stating that PRT will be included in the analysis of alternatives, there is no evidence that PRT was even seriously considered. Therefore, we respectfully request that a written comparison of PRT versus the other 27 alternatives be submitted as an appendix to your study and submitted at your next Board of Directors meeting.
Thank you, Dr. Taft.
Is that possible, Mr. Leahy?
Just hold on just a minute.
We can do a written report. It won't be very thorough.
Why don't you do a written report?
Yes, sir.
I would ask for a written report, and let's see where we go from there.
Okay. Got it. Sir.
My name is Faramaris Nabavi. I'm representing the Transit Coalition, and we've been working closely with Council Member Paul Koretz's office on this issue. We strongly support the idea of having Metro study the feasibility of personal rapid transit, that is the pod car concept. We're not saying that Metro should implement it. We're saying please study it so that at least we can see whether or not this would be feasible. There are certain reasons why it may be feasible. It provides point-to-point access. It is a proven technology. Heathrow International has already implemented it. It is relevant to LAX because LAX is the number one destination airport in the world. That is not people going from one terminal to another, one flight to another, but landing and leaving the airport. That makes it a different proposition than a standard automated people mover. Finally, it is a great public-private partnership opportunity, both with the manufacturers who are offering to finance it and with the hotels who would save money by not having to run shuttle buses.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we will have a report at the next planning meeting.
That's a question? Oh, you don't need
it. Okay, let's move right along. Next item on the agenda is item number 16, Gateway Cities Technology Plan for Goods Movement, and I would encourage you to make it as quickly as you can.
Yes, Madam Chair. This is a receive and file report, an interim report on the status of our working with Gateway Cities on the ITS plan. It's going very well. We're very pleased with what's coming out of it, and staff's here if you have any questions, ma'am.
Any questions? Nope. No objections. We'll receive and file. Thank you very much. Item 17, Transit-Oriented Development Planning Grant Program. Talk fast.
Hi, I'm Jenna Hornstock. This is a receive and file status update on the first three rounds of the Transit-Oriented Development Planning Grant Program. We will be back to the board in June with round two awards and the round three recommendations for going forward.
Fantastic. Any questions? No objections. Receive and file. Thank you. You guys are making my day so much better. I-605 Hotspots Feasibility Study.
Yes, Madam Chair. Doug Failing. This is, again, a receive and file report. We're interim, about a year into the 605 Hotspots in Gateway Cities. We're making great progress, and we're at the point of identifying projects we'll bring back to the board in the future. Staff and I are here if you have any questions.
Fantastic. Any questions? But only be for me. No objections. We'll receive and file. Thank you very much. Regional Rail Update 2012. We did that?
That was...
He did that earlier. Okay. Sorry. Highway Projects, Budgets, and Schedule Status Report.
Yes, Madam Chair. Doug Failing again. This is a monthly report we do. There's a PowerPoint that you have copies of. We'll defer if there's any specific questions on myself or my staff. Are happy to take them from yourselves or any of the directors at any time.
Great. Any questions? No objections. We'll receive and file. Thank you very much. And report of the CEO. Any questions? No objections? No, I'll go ahead. No, go.
I'm fine.
Meeting's adjourned. Come on, finance. Thank you.